You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. I'm a one-human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. Just a quick note before we get into the astrology of the day. If you are tuning into the show for the first time, I just want to let you know that the show's format has temporarily changed, and that is because I am on maternity leave. Typically, every single episode includes a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign or your rising sign. But as I make this transition into motherhood, I am listening to my body and what it feels capable of doing in this moment. So instead, what you can expect, again, temporarily, each episode will include an overview of the astrology for the day, any major astrological transits or events that are happening, and I'll also call out which zodiac signs will be impacted by them the most intensely. This information alone should be very useful in helping you navigate your day, finding pockets of celebration, auspicious or lucky times to take action, and even when the energy might be a little off or funkier. Again, I absolutely will be returning to the original format, but I've got to bring a baby into this dimension first and then learn how to become a mom. As always, thank you so much for being here, and I hope these mini episodes continue to offer you guidance throughout your day. This is your daily horoscope for Friday, April 12th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Alrighty, the action starts out around 7:30 a.m. when the moon in Gemini forms a square with Saturn in Pisces. Now, typically, this isn't one of my favorite astrological aspects because Saturn is a planet of responsibility, challenges, even isolation, limitations, and rejection, and the moon represents our emotional world. So sometimes when the moon clashes into Saturn, we end up feeling disappointed or grumpy, or maybe even like there's a push and pull between our inner desires and yearnings and our responsibilities that we have to prioritize. Now, what makes this connection even more important is that 2 days ago, on April 10th, we had a conjunction with Mars and Saturn in the sky, which means they were sitting at the same exact point in the sky. Mars and Saturn are the two most notorious, challenging planets in astrology. And when the moon connects with planets that are further away from Earth, it brings that energy down to us. So if you did feel some of those grumpier, frustrating energy or tensions coming through on April 10th, today is the day where you might actually feel it a little bit more pronounced because the moon is reactivating that conjunction. So basically from 10:30 a.m. through 10 a.m., because at 10 a.m. the moon in Gemini is going to form a square with Mars in Pisces, that window of time can bring a stretch of frustration, disappointment, feeling like I want to move forward, but there are some speed bumps or blocks in the way. But just know and trust that this is a temporary transit, and the second half of the day brings some lighter energy. So when the moon clashes into Mars, this can look like confrontations, it can look like feeling overwhelmed because there's so much we have to do, or it could just result in some sort of burst of energy. Later on, around 7:30 p.m., the moon in Gemini is going to form a sextile with Mercury in Aries. And this is a very supportive aspect. So Mercury is retrograde in Aries, so this might kick up some of your personal Mercury retrograde story, but kind of in a cute and sweet way. We have the moon connecting gently with Mercury, so maybe you're feeling more nostalgic, maybe you hear from someone from your past. This is a great time to communicate or reconsider the way that you communicate or what you need to share with someone important. And this can also just stir up a chattier atmosphere. So maybe you're working on a writing project, maybe you're catching up on emails or text messages. And finally, around 11:30 p.m., the moon in Gemini is going to form a sextile with the sun in Aries. And this is one of the cutest aspects that can happen in astrology because the moon represents our inner world and the sun represents our outer self. So there is flow in the cosmos. There is synergy between these two sides of ourselves. So this is a great time for connecting with others, for having some fun, and it just might feel like you're making progress, especially when it comes to conversations you want to have, risks you want to take, something new that you want to initiate. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much and see you tomorrow.